Shalmach Mitzvah's friends this year should be a special schus for Menem Rats and Sheyichu and the schus. And is based in the Torah of Soloveitchik's Chorna Levracha. At the opening of the Parakim of Hilchas Tefillah that talk about Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam writes, Perikit Beis, Halacha Aleph, Moshe Benu Tiglan Yisrael Shukorim B'Torah B'Rabim B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shav B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shachos Kodesh V'Shol Shem L'Losh Mi'as HaTorah. The Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin for the Jews to read Shabbos, Sun, Monday, and Thursday in the morning, in order that there should be 3 days. The Jews shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. Ask the Gemara. So the Makor Advarim is in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. It says that they should read Monday and Thursday. The Gemara says, what Ezra was metakin Monday and Thursday? It was done much earlier in the Midbar. 3 days without water, and water is Torah. So what happened? After 3 days without Torah, they became very weak. So the Nevi'im got up and said, Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. In other words, they don't have 3 days without Torah. And then the Gemara's Teretz is, really was Ezra. Now, as originally they were attacking one person, three psukim, and three people, three psukim, connected Klan Levim Yisraelim, and then Ezra came and was attacking three people, 10 psukim. Ad kan midibre ha-sugya. The only problem is that the sugya says it was Nevi'im who were attacking, and the Rambam says that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was attacking this Kriyas HaTorah. So Nevi'im probably includes Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. But remember, the Rambam only says Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Kesef Mishnah is already omit on this, and he says, V'klapi masha omu, amdu Nevi'im sheveinem v'tiknu. Kosav Moshe Rabbeinu, ol shem shu anovi agod, ol chonim shabdor, beizdinohu. So the Kesef Mishnah says that when it says Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tignu, the Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu because he was the biggest Navi of all. He was the superstar Navi, so to speak. And all the Nevi'im of the generation were his based in, and they only did it by his Haskamasa, with his agreement. And Memelot Meyuchas to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, there is room to expand upon this idea. In relationship to the status of Moshe Rabbeinu, we have two parashas. We have one parasha in Yisro and one parasha in Baal Loischa. One parasha, the first parasha says, V'shaftu es ha'am b'chol eis, v'ayu kol adav ragadol yaviu ilecha, kol adav rakot in yishpatu heim. V'shaftu es ha'am b'chol eis, es adav rakashi yavinu Moshe, kol adav rakot in yishpatu heim. So we have a mefurish pasuk, that here we have that they should judge the people. 70 Zekanim should judge the people. And all the big things they bring to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the small things they judge. The difficult things they bring to Moshe, and the small things they judge. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is, instead of the 71 people of the Sanhedrin, he's the final Machriya, like we see in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, that Tezayin Amar Aleph, Alosa Koin Godu, Menon Imili, Amar Abadu Barahaba, Kol Dabra Godu, Yaviu Eilecha, Dvarav Shel Godu, Rashi says, Yaviu Eilecha, Moshe B'makum Ayin Echad Koi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was instead of the 71. Also we have Tezayin Amar Beis, like Abim Mashin Amar B'Mishnah, you only make a Sanhedrin for the Shvatim with a Beis Din of 71. The Gemara says, how do we know? As we find by Moshe, the Uki Sanhedrin, so Moshe b'makom 71 koi. The makor of this halacha is in Parshas Yisrael, that establishes ki adavra hakoshe yuchra al yedei Moshe. So it says, how do we know that the Sanhedrins are made for the Shvatim based on 71 people? Because we find that Moshe Rabbeinu made Sanhedrins, and Moshe Rabbeinu was instead of 71. And again, that's the psukim that we read before in Yisro, that the difficult things are brought to Moshe because Moshe Rabbeinu stands in place of the 71. However, in Parashas Baal Loscha, it says, Vayomar Hashem al Moshe, asfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, asher yadati kim zikne am b'shaitu rab, Lakachta isam alo moed v'siatz v'sham imach. Ayesod pasuk zeh, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, minayin legedula shehi shivim be'echad, the gedola she shall shivim be'echad, asfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael Moshe al gabeim. So what do we see? We see that Moshe was told to gather 70 people, and he's on top of them. That's 71. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, but not that he is 71. So we have the places in the Gemara and Sanhedrin that teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu was in place of the 71. Now we have a pasuk in Va'aloscha that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in place of the 71. Moshe Rabbeinu was the top of the 70. He was the 71st, or the first above the 70, but he wasn't instead of 71. If Moshe Rabbeinu was instead of the 70, then you wouldn't need another Sanhedrin. Then it'd be 70 of the Sanhedrin and then another 70. There'd be two Sanhedrins. Moshe Rabbeinu is himself a Sanhedrin. Rambam writes in Sanhedrin 1:3, Kovim betchila beis in hagadol shepamikdash, v'wa nikra Sanhedrin gedol v'minyanam ayin aleph, shenemar asfili shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, Moshe adabem, shenemar v'siyatz v'sham imach arei shivim ve'echor hagadol v'chach m'shevakulam, moshivin oso rosh aleem v'u rosh ha'yeshiva, v'u shekaron oso hachacham en nasi v'chom makom v'u omed, tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see a chabura is based in Agadol, the Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shivim Zikanim is among them. It says that your Koveh based in Agadol and Mikdash, that's called Sanhedrin Gadol, there's 71 people. As we find by Moshe, Moshe was the biggest of all, he was the Rashi, he was the Nasi, he's 71, and that's what the guy over the Sanhedrin, person on top, is like instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have L'chor Estira. We have in Parashas Yisra that Moshe Rabbeinu was instead of the 71, and then we have in Baal Oisra that Moshe Rabbeinu is on top of the 70. But not that he is all 70 himself or all 71 himself. But rather, he is the Nasi. In the Rambam, we find the expression Moshe Beis Dino. We also find Moshe Rabbeinu without Beis Dino. Rambam, Hilchos Melachim 1:3, Ein Ma'amid Melech Betchila Ela Alpi Beis Din. Shal Shivim Be'echad. You're only Ma'amid Beis Din. You're only Ma'amid Beis Din. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lam. I'm sorry. You're only Ma'amid Melech Tchila Alpi Beis Din Shal Shivim Ve'Echad Alpi Navi Ki Yoshua Shemino Moshe Rabbeinu U Beis Dino. So you establish a king with 70 Zekanim, and based on a Navi like Yehoshua, who was appointed by Moshe and his Beis Din, and like Shaul, who was appointed by Shmuel and his Beis Din. Like Shaul and David was appointed by Shmuel and his Beis Din. You have a bitui here, you have an expression of Moshe Rabbeinu and his Beis Din. So here the Rambam is talking about Moshe as a Nasi of the Beis Din HaGadol. But not as the Beis Din HaGadol himself, or the Rambam. In Melachim 1, in Evel 1:1 writes, Moshe Rabbeinu tikin lam Yisrael, Shivas Yemei Avelus v'Shivas Yemei HaMishteh. Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin for the Jewish people 7 days of Avelus and 7 days of Mishteh. 7 days of celebration for a chasen and a kala. Here the Rambam doesn't use the expression Moshe Beis Dino, he just says Moshe Rabbeinu. So too the Gabi Tekanis Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu Tikein Lam, he doesn't mean anything about his Beis Din. Also in Hilchos Tefillah 13:8, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Tikein Lam Yisrael, Shehu Korin B'chol Moed, in Yonah B'sholem V'darshim B'nyanu Shel Yoyim. He's metakin that he should read the Inyan of the day, and Yerushal V'darish B'nyanu Shel Yom, in relationship to the Minui Melech, the Rambam writes Moshe Beis Dino, that's the word of Parashas Baal Oischa, the Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. But no, and when it comes to the 7 days of Avelus and the Yemei HaMishteh in Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam relies on what emerges from Parashas Yisro, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the samchut had the authority of the Beis Din HaGadol. So, Tzarech Iyun. So basically what we're trying to deal with, sweet friends, is the stira on Moshe Rabbeinu. Was Moshe Rabbeinu instead of the Beis Din? Was he himself a Sanhedrin? Or was Moshe Rabbeinu just the leader of the Sanhedrin? But he wasn't instead of the Sanhedrin. Parashas Yisro tells us he was the Sanhedrin himself. Parashas Balos, he was the leader of the Sanhedrin. We see the Rambam using both expressions. Now, it's difficult to understand this Melitza of Moshe Beis Dino, Moshe Mshan Avim Moshe, was Naaman Beiso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Torah says, B'chol Beisi Naamanu. Yafshar Haya Lachlok Al Moshe B'din Torah, Afilu B'divrei Svara. B'chol HaCholek Alav, Harei Hu K'cholek Al HaShchina. Over Al Alav, Shelo Yeh K'korach, V'cha Adato. So you can't argue with Moshe in Din Torah, in Din Torah, even with Divrei Svar. And if you're arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, it's like arguing with the Shechina, and you're over in the love of not being like Korach and his group. Machlokas is mutter when it comes to all Chachmei Yisrael, but a Yotzei Min HaKlal is Moshe Rabbeinu, because through him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Jewish people. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says, halacha k'maso, V'v'chinas Moshe Emes v'sarasa emes. If so, how is it possible to say Moshe Beis Din, Moshe Rabbeinu needed the scum of the Beis Din? His hara was absolute wherever he said it, and nobody could argue with him. So the haskama of his friends is not mal and not morid. Moshe Rabbeinu, the teras yochid is koivei halacha, u'memela she'en lebeit dino shum zikaila, ki kol bikuach u'masa u'matan netulei mashmaut hema, v'en amshech beino lebein talmidav. What's been... Where do his Talmud, the Talmidim, come in over here? Moshe Rabbeinu is the man. He doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need help from anybody. And that's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu means he's our rabbi. He's the rabbi of all rabbis. So, what's pshat then? That Moshe Rabbeinu had the Beis Din with him. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need any Beis Din. Moshe Rabbeinu is the man himself. So it would appear that a Sanhedrin has two samchuyot. The Sanhedrin has two types of authority. Aleph, kamo l'chol beit din, shel gimel, chav gimel, chayotzei behem. Tachlito, ki hora'a upsak. Okofinu schat ha-smicha, yore v'yadin, hewe omer, hu nesmach l'hora'a, v'zeo tafkido ha-ikari. Uberur, v'advarim kal v'chomer, shehu adin, v'vei din ha-gadol shev Yerushalayim, shehayisod ha-torah, v'amud ha-hora'a, כמו שכותב הרמב״ם בהלכות מאמרים. בית דין הגדול שבירושלים הם עיקר התורה שבעל פה, והם עמודי ההוראה, ומהם חוק ומשפט יוצא לכל ישראל, ולהם הבטיחה התורה. שנאמר, על פי התורה אשר יורוך, זו מצוות עשה. וכל המאמין בתורת ובמשה רבנו ובתורתו חייב לסמוך מעשה הדת עליהן ולהישען עליהן. זאת אומרת, a Sanhedrin has two authorities. Number one, like every Beis Din of 3 and 23, it's tachlis, it's the paskin. Like we say, when someone gets smicha, yore yore, yadin yadin. In other words, he is getting smicha to paskin, and that's his primary task. And it's clear, and it's a Kal V'chomer, that the Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim is the Yisod HaTorah and Amud HaHora, like we discussed a lot in other shiurim, particularly in our Hechos Mamrim shiurim, that Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim, the Rambam writes, are the Iker of Torah Shebaal Peh, and they are the pillar of Psak, and from them is Chok U'Mishpat goes out, V'chol Yisrael, and Aleihem Ifticha Torah, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha. It's a mitzvah essay that whatever they paskin, you follow. And anybody who believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah has to rely his religion on them. So when it comes to this authority, Moshe Rabbeinu could not be counted as Gufa Sanhedrin, because he was the Poisek, he was the final decisor. And if so, how could there be any relationship between Moshe Rabbeinu and other people? Moshe Rabbeinu has no equals. He's a Yachid. All of the rulership of the Sanhedrin in Psak comes from the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Rambam says, Kol Amam Moshe v'Saroso. If you believe in Moshe and his Torah, if it lives in Sanhedrin, so how can the Avi Anavim be combined to any Beis Din? And therefore, it says, "V'chol agavra gadol yaviu eilech." Chazal explained, "Dvarav shel gadol agavidino shel kohen gadol." Haram psak din that it's brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, that his din is brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. To the matters of the Kohen Gadol, Dvarav Shel Gadol, are brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yviu Eilecha, Moshe Rabbeinu is B'makom Ayin Aleph. So when it comes to paskening, so then there's no Moshe Rabbeinu has no friends; he has no equal. However, there's another sima, there's another task for every Beis Din, besides the task of paskening, and that is kiyum dvorim. Ishno Beis Din hamoreh v'haposek, eyon Beis Din hadan dinei knasot, ahodaot v'havot, shechaluto mitbatet behoraa u'psak din, ish ploni chayav, Ish ploni patur, or beidin shel chavgimo, adan bedinei nefashot. Kmo ken beidin shel ayin aleph, adan amoreh b'tchumim mesuyamim. Yishno beidin, so there's another task of a beis din, and that is to be mekayim things besides paskening. There's a beis din that paskins knasos, hodos, halvos. They say pater, they say chayiv. And then there's a Beis Din that's Machshir and Mekayim. Sheino Dan, Ela Mekayim V'Gomer Ma'asim Yiduim. In other words, a Beis Din of Chalitza isn't judging, but rather it sees the Chalitza and it gives the chalitza tokef, it gives it authority. Because you have to do chalitza in front of three people. Chalitza bifnei shnayim psula. And so to a Beis Din of Geirus, or of Kabbalah's Eidus, natul hora'ahu, elo noten koach v'otzma lemaaseh shitrachesh bifanav. V'u adin le'Beis Din hasomech al par ha'elem davar shel tzibur, she'eno Beis Din moreh, So you have a Beis Din whose job is just to be there, just to show up, and that they give it authority. When they see the Chalitza, Geirus, they give the Geirus authority. Kabbalah's Eidus is not Paskin, it's just Makabal Eidus. They just give power to the Maisa that's happening in front of them. The relying, the leaning on the Parhelim Devashel Tzibur is not a Beis Din that Paskins. In other words, we have a minui melech, or a kohen gadol, which requires 71, like we see in the Rambam. But this isn't a hirah. This is a ma'aseh beis din. Sometimes there minuyim or peulot mesuyamot shirak beidin agadol yechol avatzeh ba'ofen beladi benogel lesamchut peulot kiyum al yedei beidin agadol Moshe ya yechol leshteyech lebeidin agadol ki benogel lepeulot לא היו למשה זכויות מיוחדות. כל כוחו נבע מן העובדה כי היה נשיא בית דין הגדול. איך היה מקיים רק יחד עם תלמידיו שנמנו על בית דין, אך היה מקיים רק עם, יחד עם בית דין, עם תלמידיו שנמנו עם בית דינו. In other words, there are certain appointments or actions that only the Beis Din HaGadol can do. And Moshe could be shaykh to the Beis Din HaGadol in doing these actions. There, Moshe Rabbeinu had no special rights, merits. His whole koach came from the fact that he was the Nasi of the Beis Din HaGadol, but he would be Mekayim together with his Talmidim, who were part of his Beis Din. The Isser Machloikis al Moshe is Chal al Yinei Hora'ah u Perush HaTorah. However, legabei peulot hatzichot kiyum Beis Din din Moshe ya kedin Nasi Sanhedrin. ואם כן אנו מבינים את שתי הפרשיות. ונינה לרבי חולק על מושה, נינה לרבי חולק על מושה in פסק, in a parish of the Torah, but when it comes to פעולות that require the קיום based in, the din Moshe was כדין נשיא הסנהדרין. And therefore we understand the two parishes, parishes Yisrael, is talking about שיפוט. V'shavtu esa'am, uv'zeh Moshe mafki acherim. L'umad zot, so when it comes to Yisrael, that's Moshe alone. That's Moshe exclusively. Moshe is the judge, Moshe is instead of the 71. However, in the parish of Bahalo Yischa, v'asfu l'yishiv imish m'ziknei Yisrael, there it's talking about Beis Din HaMekayim. And in relationship to such a Beis Din, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzdarif his Talmidim, and he constituted the Beis Din HaGadol. So again, when it comes to Psak, Moshe Rabbeinu is alone, and when it comes to being there, acting as a Beis Din, but not as Poskim, then Moshe Rabbeinu would join together with the other 70 people. The nature of the status of the other judges comes out from the parish itself. We find that Beis Din has another task, and that's to watch over the nation, to rebuke the nation, to help them, to protect them, to eradicate evil, to be concerned with the Toivas HaKol. Beis Din Mamashkinim Alat Staka, they take Mashkinim in order Mashkonos in order that people should give Staka. Rabbi Gamliel Beis Din Aravim Shayusimim, Beis Din Goizim Tainis Alagishamim. Vereim Simat Ayin Al Tovat Tzibur Michovato Shel Beis Din Tzdam, Beis Din Agadol Shel Yerushalayim, Hu Harishon Laset Et Masa Ha'am, V'Liot Chared L'Shlamo L'Tovato. So if worrying about the Tovas Tzibur is the purpose of the Beis Din Stam, the Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim, they're the top of that. That's very important for them to do. And that's what Parshas Baal Oskel is talking about when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint Shivim Zkenim. He explains to him that this appointment is not coming to be Meshatev, these people to 70 in Psak, which is Shayach to Moshe absolutely. But rather, it's only in order to take a part in the burden of the people and in the concern of Moshe for the future and fate of Israel. As for the Shivim Ish Mizikne Israel, Asher Yadati Kim Zikne Am Shoitra Avinasu Itcha. Rashi explains, Ki Elu Ashotrim, in other words, take 70 people, and you will know that they are the elders of the people and their officers, and they will bear with you. So these officers, Rashi explains, got whipped in Mitzrayim because they protected the Jewish people. And that's what it says, Vayukru Shotri B'nai Yisrael. The officers of the Jews were beaten. In a word, the purpose of the appointment of the Beis Din HaGadol, B'nesiyuso Shel Moshe, is taking part in the suffering of the nation. That's what these Shotrim did. And so too would appear that these pu'ulos that require kiyum v'yishul Beit Din HaGadol are shaykh to this parish of Sanhedrin in parishes Baal Oischa, not the psak of Yisro. So again, we have two parishes, we have Yisro and we have Sanhedrin. We have Yisro and Baal Oischa. Yisro, it's the psak, there Moshe Rabbeinu acts alone. And Sanhedrin is a different idea. The job of Baal Oischa is a different idea. There the job of the Sanhedrin is to be present, to act as Beis Din, and to observe things, and also to take the burden of the people, to worry about their good and to take their suffering upon themselves, etc. So this was super awesome, and we still have a load more to say, obviously, on this topic, because it's a major topic. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will continue this year. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.